I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For God so loved the world that, you know the rest. Most of the world, well, I'll tell you, okay? Most of the world knows this saying of ours, yet most of the world is in the dark about its full meaning and implications, us included, as Dominic has just said. There are deep mysteries lurking about in John's story of Jesus Christ, not just in these words about God's love for the world, but in his opening lines about the world. All things came into being through the Word, the Son of God, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. That was a couple chapters back in John's book. Now we hear more about this world that came into being through him, a world God loves, a world in which light is present. We hear more about this world that has come into being through him, a world God loves, a world God shone with in to break the darkness. And yet, as John will say in a couple verses later, the light that came into the world, it did come, but people, they love darkness instead. Honestly, we are quite convinced that the world is a dark place. We have fixated on the chaos and disorder throughout the world to the point of only seeing darkness running like a muddy stream through all the landslides of human wrongs and injustice wherever we look in the world. Our imaginations run wild with additional nightmares, filling out possibilities in the future based upon the chaos and disorder we see in the world today. Together, the real and the imagined darkness shuts out the light found in the belief that the light has come into the world and has not left it. The mysterious and esoteric words of John's story of Jesus can create even more dis-ease in us. That is, the beginning of this world as we know it is quite incomprehensible. Though we have made great efforts and arrived at plausible and exciting ideas and theories about the origin of everything, our scope of understanding the world is limited to when we first laid eyes on it ourselves. From the day we were birthed to this day, our primary way to understand the world is through our own lives. The cosmic nature of all existence, then, is a bit beyond our capacity to know, and to know this world that God so loved. Who knows what the world is, what it's supposed to be? Who knows what our place as humans in the world is meant to really be like? What can it truly matter to seek to understand these ancient words about the world's beginnings and the darkness in the world? Let's not give up and tuck away into our dark corners and hide from the light that does exist and that we are invited to walk into. For we need help in loving the world rather than being afraid of it and letting it go to pot. We need God's love for the world to clear up the waters that, well, we have messed up and spoiled, quite literally in places. This is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son. God, let's change the pronoun, gave her one and only son. We can do this because God is our mother as much as God is our father. She gave away her son, her one and only. She had but one. For God is one with this Son, as she is one with the Holy Spirit. She gave her baby boy to us because she loves the world, which she gave birth to at the very beginning. The universe, the earth, and all its creatures came from the generative womb of her eternal being. It is in her nature, then, to give birth to life and then shine light on all of it that it may flourish. But over time, as we all well know, people have loved darkness and spoiled not only themselves, but the earth in their wake of misdeeds. Even so, her love, flowing from eternity, must flow into our world to right the wrongs and fulfill her desire for her creation. She gave us her one and only Son, so that what we have done and what we have left undone would be forgiven. Like a mother with one son who sends her son to fight a war on behalf of world peace, God sent her son to fight the war of darkness and light. Her son died in the battle, but light, goodness, and love prevailed in his resurrection from the dead. God gave us her son, Jesus Christ, knowing he would die on a cross, knowing this action of self-sacrifice wouldn't be understood or believed to be a thing God would do. Surely, the love of a mother for the one she gave birth to is profoundly deep and mysterious, and she would not want her son to die. But the love of God is so deep and so rich and for the world that we are to seek to understand it and know that it is a mother's love for us to actually live. In the words of one of the best theologians of the 20th century, Karl Barth, the self-sacrifice of God in his son is in fact the love of God to us. He gave him, which means that he gave him into our existence. He is present with us. Present with us, he falls heir to the shame and curse which lie upon us. As the bearer of the shame and the curse, he bears them away from us, leaving us pure and spotless children in the presence of the mother. This is how God loved the world. She gave her one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The Greek word for world is also translated cosmos. Thinking with this word in mind will bring us back into the sense of the interconnectedness of humans and the universe. The scope of God's love is bigger than humankind. For this divine love is a love for the whole of which we are put within to love as well. And why wouldn't we love this world? Why wouldn't we see that the sun that gives us light is a mysterious symbol of the light that gives us the potential to live and grow? And that this is not for ourselves alone, but for us in relation to all created things. In Jesus' descent into our world and into death, and then his ascent out of death into resurrection, we are invited to believe that God has given us a way to see the world and our place in it. Everyone already stands in the light of God in the world, even if with closed eyes. To believe in him is to live with your eyes wide open, though, open to the love God has for the world, open to oneself, and the love you have to give and share. Open to the world to see and participate in what and where God is continuing to make this love real. And open to human fulfillment through this love, this God, this confession of faith. Jesus did give up his life for the cosmos so it would not perish. The lights of eternity are turned on in the world through the one Son God gave us. We are invited to believe this, and in so doing, we are born anew and become children of God. In making us thus new and fresh, we are birthed into a new wonder for life, one in which we see the eternal love of God for the world in the world today. No matter what others may say, no matter what darkness, chaos, and disorder we still witness. Born anew through baptism into waters that clean us and set us upon the Jesus way means that this eternal life, written in these verses, has entered the present. Eternal life is in the here and now. It is not just reserved for the future, though that will come. Yes, the world is a tough place to live, but we do not need to hide away from it. There is nothing to fear, for the love of God is stronger and tougher than it all. We who have sent children into the world know what it feels like to send them into it, and hope that we prepared them well for it. We worry they will be spoiled by the world, or that the world will be too spoiled to live in at all. Yet we give them away. This action of parenthood is one to ponder today as a metaphor for God's actions with us, towards us, and through us. We are to give ourselves away to the world, be sent into it with this deep, deep divine love for the world, and with faith in this eternal light that is shining to overcome the darkness in the world. It is up to us to hold the gifts given to us personally, the gifts of our children, the gifts of the earth and her provisions lightly. That is, as gifts from the Creator given to us out of love and for love. Let us hold them all in the light of God and bless God for clearing up the way for eternal things to be visible in the here and now. Amen.